The Hillsborough County Metropolitan Planning Organization today rejected an initial motion by County Commissioner Mark Sharp to fire MPO Executive Director Lucy Ayers. But Sharp's stunning move, which caught some MPO members blindsided when his intentions were reported this morning in the Tampa Tribune, ultimately led to a calm two-hour discussion about the board's goals in trying to bring mass transit to the region. But Commissioner Sharp was on the spot as the meeting began and was called out immediately by the MPO chairman, Temple Terrace Mayor Joe Affronti.
However, I'm a little disappointed that this article appeared before we had a chance to discuss this in a public forum.
Sharp apologized for the way his idea was presented, but said that under Florida Sunshine laws, he could not meet with any of his fellow MPO members in private to brief them of his concerns.
The concerns that I have, I've raised with the director of the Planning Commission over the last 2 years. When I first served on the board of the MPO 3 years ago, after a series of meetings here, as an MPO member, I went to the director of the Planning Commission and said I have some concerns about our executive director and about her ability to take this community in the direction I think we need to go in transportation.
Sharp said he had met with Ayers in the past about his concerns, but he said it was his discussions with transportation officials, both local and national, that convinced him that Ayers has to go.
Or when I participated in a meeting of the MPO in October of 2007 at Channelside, when we talked about the 2050 transit concept, and I understand it was just a concept, I felt the presentations were lacking. And my concern, board members, is that if we don't have the very best sitting in that seat, representing this MPO, dealing with FDOT, talking with HART, working with the new agency, TBARTA, we are not going to be successful.
But most of Sharp's fellow MPO members had Ayers back, defending her work and her role. And some, like County Commissioner Rose Ferlita, decried his tactics.
I have to tell you, first of all, I'm very disappointed at the way this is being discussed. You were surprised or maybe did not like the fact that the media referenced what you were thinking about doing today. And me, on the opposite side, I'm very happy that they did.
Ferlita thought little of Sharp's original motion, which would be to begin looking for a new executive director, but allow Ayer, who has served in that role for the last 12 years, also to apply.
Maybe that's not something that we can tag on to the executive director's position. I don't know that. But that's something we have to talk about, not kind of in an ambush fashion, like, okay, I want you to quit, but guess what, Ms. Ayers, you can apply again. I don't think that's the sense, the tone that we want to give.
Tampa City Councilman Thomas Scott said that the MPO board serves as Ayers' boss and questioned if the board had ever given her strong directions to lead. And Scott said the only local body that can decide whether to go with mass transit or not is actually the Board of County Commissioners. As he reflected, the Hillsborough County Board shut down that plan both in 1999 and 2002.
Nothing is going to happen with rail, light rail, mass transit until the Board of County Commission decide that they're going to be on the ballot to give the voters the opportunity to vote. Has TBARTA done that? Have they taken a vote? It's unfair to ask Ms. Ayers to go out front as a staff person when the elected officials, the elected body, has not taken a position.
Tampa City Councilman John Dingfelder called the discussion healthy, but said he was a bit bewildered to learn that Lucy Ayers has been a poor leader.
I've heard some comments, Lucy needs to lead us. Lucy needs to lead us better. And my question would be, lead us where and lead us how? Because I've only been on this board for a couple of years, but I've never heard that. I've never heard this board, flesh that out, not in public.
Tampa's third representative on the MPO, City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern, said that there's been too much talk over the years about transit, and now is the time for the county commission to do something about it.
I don't think we need a workshop. I don't think we need more studies. I don't think we need to do more polling. We've done all of this. It's up to us to show the leadership, as my colleagues have both brought up. This is not her job. She's an administrator. She's a planner. She's supposed to be planning for transportation and administering it and getting us funding. Well, that funding is limited by the fact that we're not locally, we don't have the political will to ask for this community, who has shown us in the polling that's been done that they're ready for transit. The only people who aren't ready to go forward with transit is apparently this board.
Mulhern said she wanted to see the county commission put a referendum on mass transit this year.
In Hillsborough County, we want transit. All of us have to step up, say we're ready to do it, and the county commission has to go for a referendum, and I'd love to see it in 2008.
But Hillsborough County Commissioner Ken Hagan said there was no sure guarantee that there would be such a ballot referendum this year.
Probably will, but do not assume that, and you better start thinking about a privately initiated ballot amendment. You know, whether it's the partnership or another group that does it, you better have a plan B should it not be successful throughout by going through the county commission.
A few members of the public came to speak about the off-agenda item. Kelly Cornelius said that to her and others, the idea of canning the MPO executive director was akin to the county's attempt to dismantle the Environmental Protection Commission last year.
What I'm watching today seems to be similar as to what happened to our EPC. You attack them, you give a hybrid later, and then basically you cripple them. And that's what this looks like to those of us who've seen it before. And I hope the rest of you see what's really going on.